We get Lola's school pictures back the other day, and it's a cute picture. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, she's smiling in it, and she's smiling.
She looks
cute, so I'm not making fun in any way, and I wouldn't make fun even if it wasn't a great picture. And considering that she's just gotten braces and she's at that awkward age.
She is.
There are kids that look a lot worse when they're 12 years old with the acne and all of that. She didn't really have any problems in that way. Having said that, I'm somewhat concerned the way she poses in some of the clothes she wears that she is on her way to becoming either a religious leader or the head of a cult or something like that. Because she's wearing these tunics and these bell bottoms, and she's got her hair up in a bun like that, and she makes these a little pose with a little heart with her fingers. I mean, she looks a little bit like she's going to start Woodstock out
she's
in a farm somewhere.
She's a flower child, 100%. She really, I mean, she loves all of that music and that
style. It's not
style,
just the music, it's like the whole vibe. She kind of looks like what you would picture the head of a cult, and I'm not talking like a Charles Manson cult.
No,
I mean, the kind of group that, like, we're going to live naked in the woods and be at one with nature.
Her dream is to live in the woods in the cabin. She's all about nature. She's all about astrology, and I mean,
but she was into the punk rock stuff 6 months ago, and then 6 months before that, she was into everything is one color, very basic. I mean, so she goes through phases.
She does go through phases, but her phase right now is very flower child. That's what's happening.
No, but the school picture is forever.
I know this. Let me tell you, I took her shopping for her outfit.
She looks like she's in a Janis Joplin tribute show.
I took her shopping for this outfit for her spring pictures, and we went to every store under the sun, and the only place she could find something that she liked also sold evil eyes and incense. Like, that was the, I swear to you, that's where we bought her
outfit.
Those
are the off-brand places of the mall. The place used to be a Hollister.
That's exactly what it is.
And now it's Jackie's incense, and
there was hemp soap and, like, dream catchers, and this is where
I like
the
people that they're clearly white people and they're selling Native American products.
Oh,
who are you? Where'd you get? Did you steal this from an Indian casino gift shop? What is this?
This is her. I'll take this style over the goth that she was doing over the summer any day, though, to be honest. She's very cute, but her picture, she did do this. I can't believe they let her do this. She put her hands up and is making a heart with her fingers.
Well, it's offensive, but
it's not offensive. I'm just kind of surprised they let her pose like that for a school photo, because usually you have to have your arms down or to your hips or something that's more traditional. But
I don't think today all the rules are out there. They let the kids are running the asylum now. The parents and the teachers got no say.
It's a cute picture that I'm going to spend $57 on a package for. So it is what
it is. We're paying $57 for one picture?
That's what they cost.
For one picture?
Well, no, it's a whole package of photos, but you only get one pose. That's all they give you is one pose and 800 wallets that you'll never use.
Or you can just wait till that poster's up in the subway saying, "Are you looking for salvation? Call today and find peace, love, and God in your life." Because that's what that picture looks like. We should really post. I just sent you guys on my phone. I took a picture of this last time I visited my mother's house. She had a school picture from, I don't know how old I am there, maybe 9, 10 years old.
You're very cute.
Joe, look at your cell phone. You see this picture?
Hold on.
Okay. how would you describe? I've got Sally Jesse Raphael glasses.
Yeah.
I got the helmet hair. I'm wearing a black and white sweater vest.
First, I have to unblock you. Wait a second.
You look like Rick Moranis.
You do look like Rick Moranis. Good job out of you.
I mean, that's a quintessential school photo.
Rick Moranis. Isn't it?
That's Rick Moranis. That's what that is.
That's right. I'm Spaceballs. That's right.
That's really funny.
Isn't that great?
No, it's a great pick. I mean, you know, that's the way they were.
I mean, Joe, I met you not that long after that picture.
Yeah, right.
Maybe a couple of years, but I used to have those big glasses, you know?
I remember, I mean, you've seen pictures of me the way my hair used to be, right? It used to be this big, gigantic fro, not because I wanted it to be. It was just the way it grew. And I remember when it was time for senior, my father said the exact same thing that you just said on, when I had to get my hair cut for my senior pictures, you know, for the one that goes in the yearbook. And he said, "You know what? 30 years from now, people are going to see that, and you're going to want to know it's..." And he was dead right.
He was right, yeah.
God, I got my hair cut, because I would have looked like a moron.
We did find that old video of you on TV with the big fro, so
you did
manage to get yourself on television looking like that. But,
but that was, thank goodness he did that, because that was, he was absolutely right.
If we can find a school photo of Rochelle and or of Joe, maybe we'll post all three and then post. Well, I don't know. We don't want to embarrass Lola with hers. She looks cute in the picture.
I'm not going to post. I'm not going to post.
Just her outfit
hers.
Is goofy looking if he has
me. I sent it to Joe so he can see it. But
embarrass the kid. But.
Also, all they are the proof, so it might be illegal for me to post it because I haven't paid for it yet. So.
Hey, you know what? You raise a good point. We should just screenshot it, bring that to Kodak and print out our own pictures.
You can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I tried. It gets really blurry and there's a watermark on it.
Those sons of beasts.
They thought about it. They're like, you're paying $57.
Can you believe that? $57 for the class photo? That's ridiculous. Just stupid.
I have to tell you something. This is a great picture.
She looks cute, doesn't she?
She looks great.
She's
this is
very
a great
cute.
Picture.
It's just,
and she did the little heart thing, but that's a great, great, great picture.
She's smiling. She's happy. I'll take it. I have some of her, and she just looks miserable. So.
Doesn't he look like she's, you remember when George Harrison went to study with the guy in the Middle Eastern guy?
Oh, my God.
Like, she got
no,
that outfit is goofy looking. She would have looked, she's so pretty. Why can't we get her in a nice dress with a nice little bow?
No, stop. Well, she's not a girly girl. That's not who she is.
So? She'd look cute in a picture.
Okay. I hear you, and I understand.
And I think it's going to be just like Nolan's dad. 20 years from now, she's going to be like, can you believe I wore that stupid tunic in
the picture? We all have to go through that phase. It's fine. And that's
you're just mad you have to spend $57.
Yeah, that's exactly it. She looks very cute. I like it a lot. She actually brushed her hair. I'm very proud of her for doing that. She's got very curly hair, so it's not every day. It's brushed.
Took a shower.
She took a shower. These are things we have to be proud of.
I say that to her. I go, did you take a shower today? And she's like, no. When's the last time you took a shower? 4 days ago. Why aren't you showering? She goes, I didn't think of it. I don't know how you don't think of that. I mean, guess I can see one day if you're just hanging around the house, but come on.
How old is she?
She's 12.
12.
Yeah, there you go. That's
it's that age.
But. Yeah, that's the thing. I always used to kid around with my son's friends, both of them. They were both exactly the same thing. Something happened when they got to like eighth grade, ninth grade, that I always say God used to take a vacuum and suck everything out of the back of their head. And from then on, it would be, what'd you do today? Nothing.
Well, I mean.
Did you go to school?
Yeah.
Yep. Anything happened? No.
Oh, I mean, if I asked her how school went, it's good. Yeah. Did anything happen? I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? You just spent 8 hours there. You don't know what happened during your day?
This is like me asking Kermit if he went drinking on St. Patty's Day with a baby at the house. Oh, no, I don't think so.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
He doesn't remember. Actually, it's not a lie. He doesn't remember.
Well, he denied it to me last night, but that's a whole other story.
No, wrong. I have a picture. I have a photograph. I'll send it to you now. I'll do it right now. As soon as I'm done, I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Okay, good. Also, before you do your report, I got to mention one more thing really quickly here. We get a very nice text message, and someone said they were laughing like crazy. What is it between something I said and then Joe talking about his butt doctor? Thanks for the laughs this morning.
Yeah.
You made somebody really happy, saying
fingers in the mouth and the butt doctor.
That's right. We were talking about my dentist when I was a kid, and you and your proctologist.
You made somebody laugh
talking about the butt doctor.
He's not a proctologist. He's a urologist. But that's what they do. They check the prostate.
Well, there's just something delightful about saying butt doctor, you know?
Yeah. I know that. But he's not a butt doctor. I don't have a butt doctor. I have a urologist. Whole different thing.
I'm sure somewhere along the line you've seen a butt doctor.
No, never.
Well,
that's one of the ones I've never seen. I've seen them all. I've seen everything else. But I've never seen it. No, that's one. Thank God. No, never that one.
A butt doctor.
Well, sorry to disappoint, listener.
Yeah, sorry.
Right now, though, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Heading into another weekend, we hear from local businesses, organizations, community groups, charities. They all get something good going on. They let us know about it, and we share it right here every morning about 6:20 and 8:35. If you have one you'd like us to share and post at 1071theboss.com, community events, station events, where you can also see where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour, where you can meet your favorite boss personality, compensated for their appearances, hopefully. Text us 732-774-4444. Reach out on Facebook with a direct message at 1071TheBoss or again on the website. Tonight, Michelle will be out with the Boss Roadies. Homedale Imaging Women's Center. This is a grand opening starting at 5:30 to 7:30. Come and meet Michelle and say hi and win some cool-looking 2023 Boss Summer shirts and more. We already got those ready to go.
Yes.
Those Robbie and Michelle tote bags are a hot commodity, too.
Very cool bags.
Very nice when you bring them into the ShopRite, you know. Then on Saturday, Van Dusen is hosting another Springsteen Ticket Blitz. It's a Bruce Ticket Blitz to see Bruce from the Boss Party Suite at the Prudential Center. You win a pair of those at the AT&T Wireless Experience in Hazlitt. He'll be there starting at noon till 2, so just 2 hours to win that pair of tickets. Mm-hmm. Don't miss that. And then the 1,000th episode of Springsteen on Sunday with another pair of Bruce tickets. That's going to be Bar A. It's a Springsteen on Sunday live starting 8 o'clock in the morning, and the broadcast begins on the air at 9 with Tom Cunningham. So that's Lake Como. Don't miss that. Lenoka Harbor EMS annual breakfast with the Easter Bunnies going on Saturday. That's from 8 till noon. All are invited to hop on over 305 Manchester Avenue for some delicious food. Ticket price includes the full breakfast and, yes, the picture with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, very cute.
Don't let your kid dress up like a hippie like ours.
She's fine. Leave her alone. She's fine.
We got Janis Joplin and the Easter Bunny.
It's fine.
Lenoka Harbor EMS on Facebook for the details on that. How about this? Wedding Bliss Expo. That goes on Sunday, noon to 4, Hotel LBI in Shipbottom. Design your dream wedding with hundreds of wedding professionals on site. Let's be honest. You're the parent. You'll be paying for your kid's wedding. You'll be there telling them, we're not doing that. You want us to pay for this? We're doing this.
Right.
There'll be no tunics, okay? Tickets and info, weddingblissexpo.com. And All Fur One Pet Rescue and Adoptions, good friends of ours, hosting a free pet vaccine clinic. Very important. Sunday, 9 to noon for rabies shots, other vaccines, microchipping. You got to register in advance due to limited vaccine supply. So go to their website, All Fur, that's F-U-R-1, allfurone.org to register and get more info. Very important for our four-legged little friends.
Absolutely.
And your birds, too, I guess. So there you go, the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. Of course, I'm starting the day with a little bit of stress and anxiety per usual. Joe, you're truly not going to believe this.
What happened?
But I may or may not. I think may not. But I may or may not have yet another problem with the tire on a car.
What happened?
Well, it's kind of a complicated story. And in part, it sort of kind of involves you.
Uh-oh.
So go ahead. We were supposed to have a lunch today. And Joe has now canceled the lunch. Because
we're going to Zoom it. So
yeah, I know, but I was expecting to spend time with you, and so of course you know that even though you showed me documentation that you have a doctor's appointment, I feel like you just don't want to have lunch with me. You know that, right?
Right, exactly, which is ridiculous, but anyway, go ahead.
Which is ridiculous, but Rochelle was wanting to go home, and we only have one car, and so she said, you know what, I'll just rent a car for the day. I said, well, that seems a little practical, but the thing is, I have another meeting after our lunch today. So even after the Zoom call, I got another meeting down in Tom's River. So I said, all right, you get the car, and I'll do my thing, and then we'll be home, and that's fine. It isn't fair to make you sit at the building or, you know, sit in the car because, you know, I've got a meeting and I can't.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So she says, all right, I'll go get a car. So I bring her to the car place yesterday afternoon, and I carefully turn into their lot, and there's a big pothole in the middle of the turn. Now, I see that, and of course, I'm very cognizant, and if people don't know, I've hit potholes and blown two tires over the past 6 months or so.
Yes.
And I avoid the pothole, I kind of make a hard right turn, slowly, maybe 5-10 miles an hour, hit the curb. And that same ba-boom noise. And I went, you have got to be stinking kidding me. Now, luckily, it looks like there's just a scuff, you know, like a little bit of dirt where the impact occurred. It's not the same as the little bubbles that pop up when you hit the pothole. Nonetheless, I've been in a state of worry over the past day or so since we picked up the little rental car for Rochelle to have today.
Mm-hmm.
So. He's made me go outside thrice times to check the tire.
So we'll go out there and check it.
There's a scuff on the tire, so you can see where.
Oh, that should be all right.
But it's fine. There's no bubble. There's no rubber missing. There's nothing. It's okay. But it's just very traumatic for both of us when anytime we hit a bump.
Yeah.
Because.
And the tire's like $500 to replace, so I'm a little sticker shocked.
You know, maybe, and again, I'm not being a smart, you know what, but I'm just, maybe it's, you get different tires on it. You know, it just seems like these tires you have are very fragile.
I mean, they're expensive tires, though. It's not like they're junk tires. That's what I don't get.
Yeah. Ridiculous. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The tires are not made for.
I think it's made for like a flat black top, like a racetrack.
Like this car's meant for Arizona.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm over it. I think I'm ready for a new car. We haven't had it for a year yet, but I think I'm over it. So I got a thing in the mail. They're looking for pre-owned inventory. I think I'm going to trade it in. I really do.
Trade it and get rid of it. Get something that's got good old Goodyear tires on it.
Yeah. It's just not, this is not necessary. And you got to, I mean, not only are they expensive, but they're kind of an odd size, so they have to special order them every time. So it's like The guys at the car rental place where I got the car yesterday know me.
This is part
I'm
of...
not kidding. They know me, funny. Joe, because I have to go in there so many times to get a rental car. Not only because we only have one car and I do get it periodically, but because we've had in the past 6 months to have to go in there because of our flat tires.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So here's the thing. Now, had I not originally had the lunch with Joe, I would have made my other meeting earlier in the day, and then Rochelle probably wouldn't have gotten the rental car. So at the end of the day, all of this is your fault.
That's the way I
look.
Fine.
That's the way I look at all of this. I'm blaming Joe Nolan for this.
That's fine. And I really could care less.
And this is why you don't want to have lunch with me.
No. Yeah, right.
This is the story.
You should get something that has, like I said, good old Goodyear tires on it. Or
we need an SUV
or something like that.
Bigger.
There you go. Yes. Get an SUV.
Now, we had an SUV. I didn't like that.
You didn't like that one. There are other SUVs. They're not
all the
same.
There's more than one,
I think. I want to give me one of those Escalades. So I'd be like a big boy up there.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. What do you want to spend that kind of money on a truck for?
Because I want to look like Tony Soprano coming down the parkway. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But
everybody get out of the way.
Yeah, that's you and a... no. Get yourself like a Explorer or something like that.
Yeah, the Explorer is good too. Yeah, that's like the less expensive version of the right. Cadillac Escalade.
I've made an appointment at the car place for April 1st, and you know that I'm going to buy something stupid. You know that, right? So we come back and be guess what I got? And Joe's going to be like, now why'd you do that? Yeah. I told you to get
Fight
an SUV.
Fight the demons and go in there and think about your wife instead of yourself and go in there and buy a SUV.
You know what? Now I don't want to have lunch with you. I got to be honest with you. Now I know. Good. Now I'm annoyed with you.
I'll be at the doctor being poked and prodded. Don't worry about it. I'll be fine.
Yeah. What do you? What kind of doctor is this?
It is an ear guy, ear throat.
Oh, that's not too bad. You'll be all right.
No. It's no big deal. These are nothing compared to the urologist and all the rest of them.
That's a different poke and prod.
That's a different poke and prod. Yes, exactly.
Crazy story yesterday. Joe, you might have seen this watching the cameras and all of that. I don't know if you check them in the afternoon. Joe used to work a split shift. Did you know that?
Many years ago. Yes.
I'm sure you don't miss that. That's tough. I used to hear you do that, and I would think to myself, and there are other traffic reporters I worked with over the years that do this. They get up at 5 o'clock, they do 5 to 10, then they go have lunch, or in Joe's case, they go get drunk, and then they come back and do 3 to 7. I mean, that was a crazy schedule. I don't know how you guys did that.
Yeah, it was 5:30 to 9, and then 3:30 to 7. And, in the meantime, you're right, there were days when... Like pretty much every Thursday, go to that Beefsteak Charlie's in the lobby of Madison Square Garden.
Nothing wrong with that.
Have at it.
That's a long day.
Well, the funny part about it, too, is that Bob Grant would come in to do his afternoon show, and he'd walk through the lobby of the garden like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's the whole morning show, except for Scott, PLJ people in the bar just pounding him back. And then, of course, it was time for me to go back down. Our office at the time was in the World Trade Center. It was time for me to get back downtown, get on the subway, go up in the elevator, sit down at my little cubicle there and start working on with Bob Grant. And he would, first thing out of his mouth, have you been drinking?
Bob Grant, Rochelle doesn't know who you're talking about. She's too young.
He was a legendary talk radio host.
Oh, okay.
He was kind of Rush Limbaugh before Rush Limbaugh.
Oh,
you know?
I understand.
Yeah, he's the prototype, pretty much, for talk radio hosts. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And he would, have you been drinking? No, Mr. Grant. I thought I saw you in the lobby with that Pettingill.
Oh, God. Why did you get a break?
I'd say, not me. No, it wasn't me. I don't know. And he just used to laugh because he knew we were all hammered every Thursday afternoon. We'd do the show hammered. It was funny.
You know, this really has nothing to do with anything, but you mentioned the World Trade Center, and I have a picture. I remember I went up to the observation deck a couple times. I always thought the view from the old World Trade Center was a better view than the Empire State Building. All the tourists always go to the Empire State Building, but I think the view up there was great, and I got some great pictures up there, and I can't even get myself to look at them because I just feel so funny about it. But it was such a beautiful view, and the atrium as you walked in was really cool. And
yeah, it's very cool.
I just can't get myself to look at those pictures.
Yeah,
but
that's fair.
Anyhow, yesterday afternoon I was mentioning maybe you were looking at the cameras, Joe, because there was quite a hubbub in Brooklyn. There's a slaughterhouse over there, that provides hamburger meat.
Oh, yeah, the cow got
loose. Did you see this? Cow managed to get out of the slaughterhouse and is on the loose in Brooklyn. Well, here's audio of a guy. They're trying to wrangle this cow back into its pen, I guess.
Everybody just came out of the stores and we were all trying to herd it into a corner. But she was feisty. She put up a fight. We didn't want it to get hit by a car and we didn't want anybody to get hurt.
Well, thank God the cow is okay. It's here in Jersey now. It's over in Patterson at the Skylands Animal Sanctuary and will live out its days there. So, man, that's a prison break that worked out for this cow. I'm so happy for this cow.
I love that story. I love that story.
Well, that place has been doing that for a very long time. When there are animals that are loose like that, you know, farm animals and stuff, they bring them over there. And so, you know, the word's getting out. Hey, man, you get out, you get the.
That's right. He fought for his life. And I, you know, we get so many crappy animal stories. All the whales are dying and the dolphins and the cats are being all the stuff and things. I love this story.
I think it's great, too. He got away.
I just like to picture all the cows like they're in prison, like all the con cows are sitting there smoking cigarettes going, we're going to make a prison break. And it did. It worked out for him.
He was only 4 months old, so I love that he was like a baby cow and he gets to live out his life.
Be honest with you, I like the story about Joe getting drunk and getting yelled at by Bob Grant a little better, but the cow story is pretty good too. Mr. Nolan, are you drunk right now?
Where do you think veal comes from?
Yeah, I don't eat veal. So
I do.
I know where it comes from.
I feel bad, but boy, do I like it.
I also don't drink milk. So
that's good stuff.
Yeah. Veal. More for us. So Captain Rich, Joe, and me, we'll eat it all.
Yep.
A couple contest opportunities I wanted to mention to you. A lot of calls as we kicked it up again this week. We call ourselves Jersey's Free Money Radio Station. We're not kidding around about that. You get qualified for $5,000 in your hand, $5,000. Somebody's going to win the big cash jackpot. You get qualified, 100, 200, 300, 400, up to 500 bucks out of our free money machine. And we will turn it on, plug it in, boot it up, make sure we don't need to do a Windows update, and then we'll have that going for you sometime before 10 o'clock and two more times today. It's three times every workday between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. right here. So that's the deal on that. You want the exact hours we're going to play so you get a little leg up on everybody else? Okay. You go to 1071theboss.com. Also, go there, and you get one more day to vote for the school choir, a cappella group, music group that's going to be the opening act for Foreigner Loverboy. 1071 The Boss presenting that show, PNC Bank Arts Center, September 3rd. Plus, they're going to get $500 toward their school's music program and a Bose PA system. We're down to two, I think, right? Is it three or two?
There's three up there still, yes.
But there's going to be two finalists, and we'll pick one that will have this opportunity. So get voting. Tomorrow it closes, and we'll narrow it down some more. 1071theboss.com. Also, Joe was talking about going out to lunch and having a little liquid lunch. I think this is the, you know, I joke a lot, but I think this is the first radio station we worked at where I didn't keep a little credenza of
little
goodies in my office.
Well, there's always time.
Yeah, I know.
There's always time. There's a shop right down the street that has the liquor store attached to it.
I know. But I'm really afraid of our office manager, so I don't want her. I don't want her.
No,
mad
absolutely.
At me. I feel like she'll catch
absolutely
me.
Absolutely find it. Are you
and
kidding?
I feel like she won't even say please don't do that. I'll just get a whack right across the face, like
absolutely,
like Mother Superior. Cut that out right now, Robbie Bridges. I don't know that I want to do that. But sometimes in the morning, if you wake up, you get like that groggy throat from sleeping all night. You get the nasal drip like me. Uh-huh. It feels good to have one of those at 7 in the morning.
You know what else works?
Yeah,
tea.
Yeah. Well, what fun? What fun is that?
I mean, a little nip in the tea is always good too.
Okay. This makes me. Joe gives me a little cover since he used to do the same thing. I feel better.
Listen, I used to have liquid lunch all the time.
Yeah, I know.
So
you did.
I worked a longer day then.
I know. She's call me up. She's like, I'm going to be late. And I'm like, okay. And for hashtag mom, gosh, we check those socials every morning about 7:20 and 9:20. We hear from moms, sometimes from grandmoms, from moms that have got a couple of jobs. Maybe the kids are all grown up and you remember what it was like dealing with a toddler. We share them all right here just like this.
Space Out Mama said, sometimes I look at my 13-year-old daughter and I marvel at how smart she is, how beautiful she is getting, and how the hell she wakes up after sleeping 10 hours without immediately having to run to go to the bathroom.
That's another little Rochelle trick. We'll wake up a Saturday morning, I'll say, good morning. And you're like, oh, good morning. Like, you got to go to the bathroom, don't you? You're like, no. So far.
It's so far.
They go down the stairs.
Jessie Marie said, last night I told my kids to go to bed. So naturally, they needed to perform a full musical first.
Oh, sure. Anything for before the dreaded bedtime.
Yes. Popcorn Paula 35 said, my kid just told me that he needs to take 120 of something to school today. So his choices are Cheerios or my tears.
All right. Hashtag mom. Confessions. Every morning, 7:20 and 9:20. Send one in. You might hear yours right here. You know, we do have meetings. I know that seems impossible to believe, but we do actually have meetings, or at least phone calls, where we discuss some of the things we're planning to do.
Yeah.
And we do, I wouldn't say rehearsal, but Joe calls up last week and goes, where do you find these people? I mean, I see my phone ringing, Joe, and I go, hey, Joe. He's like, where do you find these people? Want to come on here? They got to be lying. They got to be faking. I'm like, no, these are real stories.
Yep.
So we've lined them up again. It's time for Tipsy or Toddler. Each of these outlandish stories is real. These people prepare these for them. We put them on hold, and then they tell the story. It's up to us and you to play along. And guess, did it happen to them, this crazy thing, when they were a little kid, or they were drunk, tipsy, or toddler? That's how it works. That's Joe hates it. We're doing it anyway. Maybe we're doing it because Joe hates it.
Maybe.
These people, I got to be making that up. It sounds like it's fake, but it's not. These are actual people.
Yeah.
Let's go to line number one.
I shot a spit wad and nailed my teacher between the eyes.
Shot a spit wad, nailed a teacher right in the face.
Well, I'm assuming if it was a teacher, or maybe I don't know. I'm going to say toddler.
I think he's trying to throw you off?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm going to say toddler
I'm
going to
say
well.
Toddler, though.
Yeah, a little kid at least.
I was a little kid. Okay. Yeah. At Denny's, and it was a fundraiser for our school or something like that. But anyway, my buddy was sitting at a booth across from us with his folks, and I thought, you know, I was being sneaky about it. And right about the time I was about to launch it, my mom yelled my name, Kevin. And, you know, this caused my aim to shift upon, you know, firing, ending up a few tables over, and drilled my teacher right between the eyes.
Oh.
I got my handed to me and never shot another spit wad again.
Well, that's good, because it's disgusting. So
that is disgusting.
That's a lesson learned right there.
You know what? This is a new thing that Grayson is doing. I think he learned this in school, the spit wad. Yeah, because he's taking the little wrappers for the straws, and the last time I took him out to eat, he started to spit. He went to spit one at me. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, well, you better put a stop to that. I'm not going to be okay with that.
No.
That's not going to be okay.
Gross.
All right, let's go back to line two.
I got out of bed, stripped naked, and squatted and peed on my clothes.
Ew. Oh, my God. That's gross.
That's got to be a drunk story, don't you think?
Yeah, that's tipsy. Absolutely.
Maybe not, though.
It's gross.
Yeah, I keep second guessing myself sometimes when I hear these things. All right, yeah, we're going to both say you were a drunk adult.
Yes.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and I have gone to a college party, and I really can't explain why, but I guess I needed to go. And I popped out of bed from a dead sleep, stripped down completely naked, and he woke up while I was peeing on my clothes. I had just taken off, and when he asked what I was doing, I apparently pissed. Like a cat, and I told him I scratched his eyes out and on his pillow.
Oh, my great. God.
We got married 2 years later, and we've been married for 5 years now, so...
It all worked out.
It all worked out for you, Amber Heard.
Perfect.
That's great.
That's gross.
I don't know why she felt the need to be totally naked to go, but...
She was drinking.
Has had to get him off.
We've all had naked. She must have been drinking tequila, because I know when I drink tequila, I just feel the need to be naked.
Sure. Well, Rick on line one.
I got punched by a kangaroo.
You got punched by a kangaroo. Wow.
I'm going to guess you were a toddler on a field trip.
Yeah.
Where else would there be a kangaroo?
Rick, I think you were a little kid at the zoo.
I was a drunk adult.
No.
My buddy had a pet kangaroo. When my friend was inside, the thing loved me and hit me harder than I've ever been hit in my life.
Wow.
That's insane.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to have a pet kangaroo.
It's gotta be. I mean, I'm sure there are some people who can get the licenses to do that, but still,
That sounds like an Only in Jersey story. Here's my pet kangaroo. I'm back. How you doing?
Where do you even go to inquire to get a kangaroo? I mean, you can't go to like kangaroopet.com. That's not a thing.
I hope it isn't, because you just plugged him if it is. I think we get time for one more. This is Molly.
I got kicked out of a Three Tomatoes restaurant for putting my mouth on the ice cream machine.
Could go either way. I'm going to go ahead and say toddler.
I'm going to say tipsy if you were kicked out. I think if you were a toddler, it maybe would have been excused, but because you were kicked out, going tipsy.
You know, it's really unfair. Be a little kid or an old person, you just get away with everything, you know? It's only middle life where there are rules you need to follow. Sure. Molly, what's the deal?
So, yeah, I was a drunk adult. Yeah. I put my mouth all over the ice cream as it came out, and I have no idea why I kept doing it, but I did. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, they kicked me and my girlfriend out.
Well, I'm glad you have a memory of this.
Yeah.
All right, good news. I think we can squeeze one more. This is Lainey, back to line one.
I told the dentist that he had bad breath and had ugly teeth.
Oh.
Listen, I did something similar when I was a child, and as you know, I got into a semi-altercation, stopped going to the dentist for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he was insisting that I needed some sort of braces or some spacer for my teeth, and I grant you, my teeth are terrible, but...
Did you tell him he had bad teeth?
Well, he did.
Did you insult him?
Melvin Goldfein, he spoke like this. And I really shouldn't say anything because we looked him up on LinkedIn and he's still alive.
Still
he's
alive.
Like 86 down in Florida. Suffering succotash, you know?
Did you say something?
I did. I told him he was I was like 6 years old and I just went on. I mean, does that surprise you at all?
Yeah, I'm going to say that she was a toddler
as well.
Yeah, I
think she was a toddler like I was at that time. I hope so anyway.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh.
I was hammered at a party and was this arrogant dentist there.
Oh.
He was being a jerk to my friend who's a teacher. He told him that for an educator, you aren't very smart.
Oh.
I said, well, for a dentist, you have terrible breath and your breath smells like a swamp. I got some laughs. And he called me an a-hole and walked off.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fair, though. That's fair. They insulted your friend. You hit back. I get that.
Yeah, I didn't put that together that it could be. You could see a dentist somewhere other than the dentist's office.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So we should have done a little better sleuthing there.
You're right.
And that's it. That's another edition of Tipsy or Toddler. Thank you, callers.
Was anything on Seinfeld at anti-dentite? Sounds like that lady might have been an anti-dentist. But that's true. I went off when I was a kid on my dentist because I didn't want to get braces, and I probably should have, but he was just, I'll tell you what, you know, everybody wears masks now because of COVID and all of that. He would come in, and the lady that cleaned your teeth that worked for him, she would put on gloves, rubber gloves, and a little mask so she's not breathing in your face. He'd come in, and like I say, I'm not making fun of the guy, but he had a horrible lisp, so he would spit. I'll never forget it. And he'd get right in close, and he didn't have great teeth either, so he'd be talking to you and just stick his finger right in your mouth without putting on
a
glove. No, I'll never forget. Melvin Goldfein. And I just hated him. My mother would be like, you got to go to the dentist. I'm like, I don't like this man, Ma. I don't like him. So finally, she relented and just said, you don't care about your teeth, then fine. You don't have to go. And so for a long period there, I didn't go because of him. But he probably was right. I probably did need braces because my lower teeth are gross. But maybe not gross, but they do have.
He put his fingers in your mouth without a glove on?
Hand to God.
That's pretty gross.
Hand to God.
That is gross.
Did not wear a mask either.
I mean, I do recall going to the dentist, especially pre-COVID, when they didn't necessarily always wear a mask because they were, I mean, it's not a hospital. It's not a, but like, I've never had somebody put their fingers in my mouth without a glove on. That's really gross.
I am not kidding. I know I complain about everything. I know I don't like going to the doctor anyway, but I'm telling you, that is absolutely true.
Maybe this is part of the reason you don't like going to the doctor, because that's traumatic.
It was.
That's gross.
He's gross.
Yeah, that is gross.
Like, you just have an expectation that your dentist is not going to talk like this. Hey!
Well, I mean, that doesn't bother me
Daffy
so much.
Daffy Duck, you know?
But I tell you, I'd rather have my teeth fall out like chiclets than go to the dentist.
Now, do you go?
Yeah, because I'm being forced to. But I hate going to the dentist. Hate it.
So you prefer to go to the butt doctor than the dentist? Or do you not feel comfortable talking about this?
No. That doesn't really hurt. You know, it's a little odd. It's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt. The dentist, it's painless. It's not painless. It's horrible pain when you go to a dentist. I can't stand it.
I'm obsessed with teeth, so I like
it. Never had braces, right?
No.
Joe, did you have braces? No. They didn't really do that with your teeth.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. But it turned out the guy who my father sent me to wasn't really an orthodontist.
What?
Hey, bring little Joey in the garage. We'll put it on his teeth for him.
No. He bamboozled the whole town. Everybody thought he was, and he wasn't.
Wow.
Well, he must have put braces on, you know, hundreds of kids.
He had no medical license at all?
I think he had, but he wasn't an orthodontist. He was something else. It was a big scandal. In 1970s Westfield was a big scandal.
Probably a scandal to this day. My goodness.
Nah, not really. It was pretty funny. And every day, not every day, but the jeweler that I go to is in the same building that this guy was in, and it's right next to the same door. And you go into the jewelry store, the door next to it is the door that went up the steps up to his office. And every time I look up there, I go, ah!
I'm sure you do.
Oh, I have this traumatic response. But anyway, that was pretty funny.
I thought I had problems.
He did a great job. Yeah. He did a great job, you know. But.
Yeah, you got a great smile. I was going to say, I thought I had problems with Melvin. Look at you. Yikes.
How?
Not a real orthodontist.
That's crazy.
No, he wasn't a real orthodontist. I mean, I think he was a dentist, but he wasn't. You know, because that's a whole different thing, being an orthodontist.
Sure.
Yeah.
But
that's like disc jockey versus air personality, two totally different things.
Clearly, almost exactly the same thing.
Almost, but not.
Yeah.
Very different disciplines. One guy works a wedding and a bar mitzvah, the other guy right here broadcasting to the millions, you know?
Right. And one guy also, you know, and the dentist thing, you got to go to school for many, 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 many years to get that piece of paper. In radio, you don't have to do anything.
Nope.
That's
right.
You fall right out of junior high school and be a DJ.
That's right. They'll take anybody.
You got 60,000 followers. You're in. You're in.
You're good. You're good.
What a bunch of bitter people we are, huh?
Oh, aren't we? Yeah. Well, hey. That's what happens as you get older.
You get bitter. Yeah.
You get bitter.
Sure.
I have a personal Twitter, which I won't plug here. I won't be that guy. But I will say I have one. So if you are interested, you can Google me and find it.
It's at Robbie Bridges.
That's right. And I'm happy. And I've started picking up followers a little bit here.
Oh, have you?
I was just stuck for a long time, and I picked up a couple. And, you know, I have this fear with Elon Musk now running the company. I was going to lose my little fancy blue check mark.
Yeah.
That makes me look like I'm somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad I'm picking up people this week. So I'm not sure how it's happening, but it's happening. And one of them I mentioned was the former councilman in Oceanport who was nice enough to follow me. So
have you seen the new check mark thing on Facebook and on Instagram?
They've had check marks all along.
Well, they have, but now they have a new process of getting it because of everything that's happening. So they're giving it to people who they deem worthy of it, and you have to apply for it, but it's different than the Twitter thing. So that'll be interesting to see. And you can pay for it, too.
Yeah.
So there's like a monthly thing that it's like $8.99, and you could pay to have the check mark on your page if you want it.
I know we've discussed this quite a bit, but we were watching the Blacklist show that I love.
Yes, of course.
And they were talking about a guy who was a big-time criminal, and he just disappeared for like 30 years. Mm-hmm. God, that would be so amazing, wouldn't it? Just wipe your social media, just disappear. People go, whatever happened to Robbie? Like, I don't know. He disappeared. Part of me would just love that, you know?
Yeah, I think people probably think about the people who don't have social media more so than those that do.
Yeah.
Because I have a couple friends that I went to high school with who have zero social media, and I'm always like, I wonder what they're doing. And I tend to think about them because I have no idea what they're up to.
I got
to
tell you, we quit the radio show. I got off social media and I disconnected my phone, a burner cell phone or something.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody I know would ever find me again, including my family. And part of me just thinks that'd be amazing.
Yeah, that might be kind of good.
But as for now, we have lots of social media and a podcast, so we're everywhere. We're like herpes, for the love of God.
Gross. Why, though?
I can't tell you how often people come up and go, hey, I saw you in the back of a bus. I'm like, I know.
It's
right above the exhaust fumes, this face.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Wherever you get your podcast, find us right there. Or Robbie and Rochelle, the morning page, 1071theboss.com. Here we go. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories we thought you needed to know. Be in the know. Number five to number one this morning. Number five. This is a crazy story out of Colorado. Couple is up in the woods, and a mountain lion sneaks up on the man and his wife. They've rented a house, and they're in the hot tub out back. Well, they were able to scare the mountain lion off by splashing and flashing their lights on their phone at them before they got inside. Here is area wildlife manager Sean Shepard talking about how they did just the right thing.
These two individuals did what's correct, is that you make yourself look larger. You can talk to the animal so they know that you are a human being. And then, of course, you remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Sean Shepard. There he is, the area wildlife manager.
Kitty.
I was hoping that there was some audio from the hot tub, because this will happen from time to time. There'll be bear attacks. We'll report on this.
Right.
And there's somebody, instead of calling 911, goes, I'm going to put this on TikTok of my friend trying to scare away a bear. I found some audio from the ring cam outside of the hot tub encounter with the mountain lion.
Excuse me.
We were wondering, is this your first time at the Welshley Arms Hotel?
No, I'm sorry. That's Will Ferrell and Jimmy Fallon on SNL. I'm sorry.
With some spiced meat.
That is not the hot tub encounter I
was
expecting.
That's amazing.
Number four, also Colorado. Camera filled with photos. It was lost 13 years ago, back in 2010, by someone who's out there mountain climbing, whatever it is people do out in the woods. Well, someone found the camera after all this time during a rafting trip. They were able to, it had fallen into the river. They plucked it out. A guy named Spencer Greiner turned it over and returned it to its owner, Coral Armai.
I had gotten tossed from my tube, came back up, got my tube, and my camera was missing.
I was just walking along and I saw it sticking out of the sand. I plugged into the computer and it read it immediately. And
now he's got all kinds of naked pictures of coral, is my guess.
Yeah, wow.
You never know what's going to be on somebody's camera.
Yeah, that's true.
Every once in a while, you'll see somebody will post a picture and they have done a screenshot and they forget that unless you crop the picture, you can see all your pictures, the little thumbnails at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, in the bottom of
and
it.
And people will post this on Instagram. You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
What do you got down there?
You can see the bottom of that.
That's the best.
Yes, that is the best.
That's where social media is awesome.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Well, luckily, she's gotten her camera back. Isn't that nice? It's a heartwarming story.
It's very, very
I'm assuming
nice.
The woman is a porn star. She's probably a lovely physician or something.
It's not just porn stars that take naked photos. Come on.
He's probably curing cancer, and I'm here suggesting that she's got pictures of her hoo-ha on a camera. Bonus story. Listen to this. There's a family. They got a pet pig. His name is Norbert the Pig.
Aww.
And he has taken up extreme skateboarding. They have posted videos of him on the skateboard.
Norbert is our pet miniature pig.
He is a really very special pig.
There he goes. There goes Norbert. He could be bacon, but instead he's riding a skateboard.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute.
It's cute. I like that.
Now, listen, I make a joke, but do you think, in your heart of hearts, that this pig wants to be riding a skateboard? My guess is he does not.
He probably
wants to be rolling around in the mud outside or something. He doesn't want to ride a skateboard. So who is this for? Is it for the pig or is it for the owners who want to get clicks on their page?
They say pigs are very smart, like dogs, and they like to do tricks, so maybe, but
Who says that? These are like the people that say, it's good luck if it rains on your wedding. That's just something people say to get their way, is what that is.
My guess is he'd probably rather be laying down in the mud than skateboarding.
Give that pig a belly rub, take him off the damn skateboard. It's not Tony Hawk, you
very
morons.
Very cute, though.
Number three, Chris Hemsworth posted a picture of his wife, Elsa, shoving their son's face into his birthday cake. Now, the kid was laughing, and everybody got a couple of ha-has out of it, but now he's getting trolled, and some people are saying we got to cancel Chris Hemsworth because this is, quote, violent and abusive to the child to put his face in the cake.
Come on, really?
No, is it classy? No. Is it a little over the top? Sure. But the kid's fine.
It's
everybody
funny.
He laughed. The parents laughed.
Come on.
It's fine.
That's funny.
A kid with cake on their face is cute.
It's fine.
Well, we're gonna cancel Thor because of birthday cake.
Okay. Can't have any fun anymore.
No, we can and we will, because remember, this is the show where woke comes to die. That's really not true at all. I just love that quote, and I just keep saying it over and over again.
I know.
Number two, Zach Braff. Remember him from Scrubs?
Of course.
And he wrote the movie Garden State. He had a recent interview, and he's talking about that movie. He said he's glad that he was able to give Natalie Portman a powerful early role as the manic pixie dream girl. He came up with the idea for this character in the movie because he was at a time in his life, he says, when he was depressed, and the fantasy of a dream girl saved him from himself. And I can say all I would need is a check in the bottle of Ozempic, and I'd be in good shape. I don't need nobody. Maybe a little Johnny Walker to wash it down.
No, you know? Dream girl, huh?
And I'd be just fine.
Yeah.
That's what you need. Ozempic will save you from yourself, baby.
It's true.
Say it with me.
Ozempic.
Auto parts. Nope, that's a different thing.
I get them mixed up every time.
But we got to be the, it's magic.
Yes.
The Ozempic.
Right.
We're doing O'Reilly Auto Parts.
But I do O'Reilly. That's what I do.
But listen, we're whores. We'll take money from either of them. So if either of them are interested, give us a call.
Yes, please.
You too can be an advertiser here on Robbie and Michelle in the morning.
Yes, please.
And number one, Tom Hanks, Harvard's 2023 commencement speaker. Rochelle sees his story this morning and says, man, we got to go up to Harvard. That's not that. It's like a 4-hour drive.
Right?
See if I can meet me some Tom Hanks. And by the way, if anybody can push their way through the crowd at a commencement ceremony and meet Tom Hanks,
yeah,
it's you.
Let me tell you what you do. You go on Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
You get yourself a cap and a gown.
Sure.
You sit in the back until the end. And then once it's over, you go and rush the stage with your cap and gown because then you blend in a little bit. And he might be more likely to take a photo with you because you're one of the graduates.
My guess is that would take forever and he's not going to take a picture with all the graduates on the stage. I think you might be better off to try and pass him off as he's walking up to the stage.
I don't know.
Get behind the rafters, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Maybe I come in like an elaborate gown so I really stand out from the graduates, but I still look like I'm sort of supposed to be there. No? I think it's a good plan.
Maybe you dress up like Lieutenant Dan and see if that works for
you. Maybe I dress up like Lieutenant Dan, you dress up like Woody, and then we'll just go and rush the stage and see what happens.
Why would I dress up like Woody?
Just because I want to see you dressed up like Woody.
Like the cowboy from Toy Story?
Yeah, why not?
I want to be Buzz Lightyear, that's why.
But he's Woody.
Yeah, but he's not Lieutenant Dan. That's his friend. So your concept makes no sense.
Well, I would be the friend and you'd be Tom Hanks.
How about I'm Bruce Dern from The Burbs? How about that?
Okay.
I guarantee you Tom Hanks doesn't give us the time of day.
You just get to come in like a wife beater and sweat because that's what he wore.
He wants to forget that movie. Thursday, world famous celebrity birthday file. Gossip columnist Perez Hilton, 45 today. Did he just make that name up for himself because of Paris Hilton?
I think so,
His name is probably like Chad or
something,
right? Carrie Russell. You remember that whole hair debacle when she was on
cut
that?
It off.
Yeah, she's 47. Jason Kidd, formerly of the Dallas Mavericks, 50 today. John Wayne Bobbitt and what's left of his wiener, 56. Shaka Khan, she is 70 today. Today is National Puppy Day.
Okay.
National Chip and Dip Day.
Okay.
Just don't chip and double dip, you son of a gun, you. Also, happy birthday to the Dixie Cup. It's 111 years old today.
Wow.
Making it easy to get a sip of water in the hallway since 1912.
What do they call those little things of ice cream? That's not a Dixie cup. You know, there's a little teeny little container of ice cream. Yeah. You get the wooden spoon.
Yeah.
The wooden spoon comes with it. Does Dixie make that? I think they do. I think they make napkins, too. But anyway.
I can remember when I was growing up as a kid, you had the little Dixie cup dispenser.
Yeah, sure.
In the bathroom. Yep.
Sure. A little mouthwash in there. Those are convenient. Yeah. But they make napkins and paper towels and all of that now.
Well, they do all kinds of paper products.
They've expanded their repertoire over there at the Dixie Company.
Yep.
And I think of the group that's named after them. Remember they had that song, Chapel of Love? The Dixie Cups.
Oh, okay.
That's good job out of you, Robbie. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How about that?
Dixie Cups.
Pulled that out of nowhere. So, happy anniversary to the Dixie Cup.
That's right. You hang out more with that old True Oldies channel. That's what happens.
Well, sure. Yeah, that's it's always fun to go on there and be a guest host and play the golden oldies. They had a song called Ico Ico also that you might remember.
Oh, that was a great song. A
little beachy kind of song.
Yep.
Man, this is some compelling content we pulled out this time around.
When you say Dixie, the first thing I think of Dixie Chicks, which they don't call themselves.
That's what I thought.
That's a good point because you can't say Dixie now because that's been canceled. So can you say Dixie Cup? Do they just call it the cup?
I don't know.
It's still the Dixie Cups.
I'm more of a Red Solo kind of person because they've got the measurements on the cups.
Well, That's a song.
That's right. Toby Keith, right?
That's right.
Red Solo Cup.
We're all talking about what songs we know. This is great.
I fill you up.
I was actually talking about the actual cup, but that works too.
Well, the song is about the
cup.
Great song.
I know. It is a good song. It is.
An ode to it.
You know what's great about the Red Solo Cup, Joe?
I can't find it, though.
The beer tastes good in a Red Solo Cup. The bourbon tastes good in a Red Solo Cup. That's a multi-purpose cup. It's a fine product right there.
Yeah, but not the wine, though. You can't put the wine in the
I would disagree. I think the red wine is just fine in a Red Solo Cup. It's fine.
Desperate times, you know. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Absolutely. You gotta do what you gotta do. The other good thing about a Dixie cup is it's what is it, 16 ounces? You can load it right up with the wine, too.
Yeah,
that's the good part about it.
And if you're Robbie and you get invited to the Nolan family New Year's Eve, he just gives you, he's like, you're not using the nice glasses. Just take the solo cup. You'll be fine. You're lucky I'm letting you fill up again, you big oaf.
Well, there was a history behind that, not from you, from some of my other friends. Dumped the whole glass of red wine out of the carpet. I never saw my wife run faster in my life.
I understand
gosh.
That.
That's fair.
So I mean, that's why no one's allowed to use wine glasses anymore. When we have people
that's
over.
That's fair. That is fair.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
You should give them sippy cups.
Slow them down a little bit.
It slows it down. It doesn't stop it, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'll tell you that. We don't have time now, but I had a great, great story about wine in a sippy cup and a snowstorm coming home on a train. That was awesome.
Well, this story coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Bill Evans. And, what a night that was. It was a fun night, man.
Getting drunk with Dr. Bill Evans.
Wine in a sippy cup.
It's a long, I can't even get into it now because you have to tell the whole story. It's at least a 3-4 minute story.
Okay. How does Nick feel? We keep talking about the former Channel 7 weatherman, Dr. Bill Evans.
Probably not great.
I'm sorry. He's just an old friend. 48 right now here at Boss HQ.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Can't say Dixie Cup anymore. All right, let's get going. This is a weird one. What do you consider to be a holy trinity?
Huh.
Think about that.
Okay.
Three that are inseparable.
Movie, popcorn, chocolate?
No, this is a great answer.
Vodka, club soda, lime?
Okay. I was going to say phone, keys, wallet.
Phone, keys, wallet.
Can't leave home without them, you know?
Amazon, Target, Starbucks?
No. John Paul George?
Yeah, maybe Ringo. Yeah.
Holy Trinity in a quarter.
Will Ferrell, Sebastian Maniscalco, and Zach Galifianakis?
That's an interesting one. Your favorite comedians, yes. All three of them.
Yes. Right,
see where we're going with this here? You consider this to be a holy trinity. Can't do one without the other two. That's three for the win, if you will.
I have three, but I'm not going to say it.
I want to hear it.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Come on.
Netflix pizza sex.
Okay. Well, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's a good night.
See, for me, like halfway through the pizza and halfway through the movie, I'm sleeping. So I don't.
And that is my life.
I would never have thought of that.
And
but
that is my life.
Good luck to you. Whatever happens while I'm sleeping is none of my business.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, holy trinity. These three things just go together so well. Again, I think the winner has got to be the keys, wallet, and phone. But
it's not that fun, but
but you
sure.
can do Netflix and pizza and what it meant sex. So, if you're Rochelle, you consider this to be a holy trinity. What is it? You're he said.
She said.
Let's go. Lines are open. 732-774-4444 to call or to text. It's the same number. That's 774-4444. Dial carefully or do it on Facebook. A couple of congratulations. One is to Blythe in Freehold. She won tickets to go see Adam Sandler at the Prudential Center. That show is April 13th. Very funny guy. Nice going on that. We'll have one more pair tomorrow, 7:20 out of the Boss ticket window. And there's your show info if you just want to buy them. 1071theboss.com. Have not given away any money yet this morning.
No.
I'm informed I'm contractually obligated to do so sometime before 9:59 a.m. You know exactly when if you've signed up, though, at 1071theboss.com. Yes. We're not fooling you. You qualify for $5,000, went up to $500 this morning. Meanwhile, our he said.
She said.
He's going, this is a funny one. Rochelle said, I don't know, is this too abstract? Is this weird? I said, no, I think it's funny. I think it's clever. Something you consider to be a holy trinity. Now, of course, there's the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
That makes sense. But is there a holy trinity, three things that just have to go together in your little head?
Chris said, fishing, beer, drunk.
That's more like a sequence of events, but all right.
Text from 4330 said, Godfather, Goodfellas, Casino.
Yeah, now you're talking. What's that guy's name? Let's go be friends. We'll hang out in the man cave, put on a little Goodfellas.
And Trisha and Mike texted in at almost the exact same time. Different answers, same concept. Trisha said Mark Wahlberg, Donnie Wahlberg, and me. And Mike said Gal Gadot, Natalie Portman, and me.
I don't know how they're going to feel about that, but let's go to line two.
Hey, good morning, Robbie. How you doing, bud?
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. Comedy gold, Mo, Larry, and Curly.
That's a great
there
answer.
There you go.
That's a great
that
answer.
That is a great answer.
How did we not think of the Three Stooges by this point?
I don't know.
Thank you, Ray. You do an impression of the Three Stooges. Who knew that you did one?
That's all I got.
But she does. Do that one more time. I like that. It's your holy trinity. These three things go together. 732-774-4444. 732-774-4444. Call us, text us. I got, well, a couple of lines ringing, but you can get through. Or Facebook.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Debbie.
Debbie, how are you today?
Okay, how are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you for asking. Hey, you're calling number 10. How about that?
I love it.
So you're already qualified for $5,000 cash. That's the good news. We could stop right here because you've already qualified yourself for the $5,000 cash jackpot. But I'll bet you want me to fire up the free money machine and give you some $100 bills this morning, right?
You would be right.
Okay, good. Let's do that. I'll put the dime in the machine here and run through. It's a $100 bill. Nice going. Congratulations.
All
right. Not too bad. So 100
thank
right now,
so
qualified
much.
For the $5,000, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Where are you listening this morning, if I may ask?
Manchester, New Jersey.
Tell them who is the free money station.
1071 The Ball.
That's a funny concept today. Do you consider this to be a holy trinity? What are the three items of a holy trinity? Where do we get the idea for this, by the way?
Reddit.
Oh, there's a Reddit poll going this morning. Sorry, people.
There's like 10,000 answers on
right.
it.
I was going to say, people come up with these questions and you get thousands and thousands of answers, and we're curious what you think about
yeah.
this. So you consider it to be a holy trinity. I started off by saying I never leave the house without patting myself down. Mm-hmm. I do a little pat down, see if I get keys, wallet, phone. Even if I don't really need keys or wallet myself, I bring them just in case,
of
even
course.
When I'm with you, you know?
Of course. So. John said, bacon, lettuce, tomato, salt, pepper, garlic powder, and celery, onion, carrots.
Okay. You need some Pepto-Bismol in
yeah.
the equation there, but okay.
Text from 1420 said, tequila, salt, and lime. And a text from 7227 said, kid, dog, and husband, out of the house.
I was going to say, oh, that's such a nice answer. She's like, get out. You're aggravating me. Hi, it's a boss.
I am calling to talk about the Holy Trinity.
Yeah.
It should be tomato, mozzarella, and basil.
Oh, yes.
Man, I tell you what we do. We
I
go
mean with a little. You could have put a little sprinkle of balsamic, but that makes it four. So we'll stick with the three.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we go to the man cave. We put on Goodfellas. You bring over some food. Oh, my gosh. Be beautiful. And she hung up. Okay. Clearly didn't like that idea. She's like, I'm not.
You're not coming.
I'm not making burrata for
You're
your fat ass.
You're not coming.
All right. Hi, it's the boss.
How about a tri-pack on a 65 GTO with three carburetors and 400 horses to the wheel?
I don't know what you're talking about, but it sounds really cool.
What?
I know a GTO is a cool car.
We used to have three carburetors on it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We had two barrels in each carburetor, which made six barrels. It gave you a lot of power. Highway Patrol never caught me.
I don't know if you were listening yesterday, maybe it was the day before, but I was telling Nolan that I don't even know how to change a tire, so I'm a lost cause with the carburetor. I got to be honest with you.
Well, let me tell you something. I grew up in New York. We used to change motors in the street.
Yeah.
Okay. I joke you not.
No, I know you're not. I know you're not kidding.
I had a friend of mine, God rest his soul. He took the motor out of his car, and he was very, like Arnold Schwarzenegger with another guy. They took the engine up to the fourth floor and worked on it in his bedroom.
Wow.
Man.
All
right. That's where you're going to get the lady with the burrata. Bring it over to that party.
Man. That's right.
Thank you for the call, my friend. Have a great day.
It's called bruschetta, by the way, you freaking Italian.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Well,
burrata is a different kind of cheese.
Well, that's true.
You can make bruschetta with burrata.
Right. I was hoping for the burrata. That's the part that I was interested in. Don't correct me about the antipasta, right?
Okay.
Get out of here.